Cheers! Okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Hospitality Secrets Podcast. Paul Sfârlea here, and today I'm delighting you with another surprise guest that I'm having, another guest from the hospitality industry that could share some insights, some nice ideas, some value bombs about hospitality, because today I'm having Vasilis Kritsis.
Wow, nice to meet you, brother. Thank you for inviting me.
Welcome to Hospitality Secrets. Thank you for accepting.
Man.
Thank you for accepting. I had you in my mind since the last time I've been to Clumsiest. I've been to the bar, and you were in the bar and mixing like an amazing drink. And what stood with me since our last meeting was the phrase that you told me that when you started Clumsiest, you didn't have too much money to invest. You you went after the saying, innovate or die. So
of course,
since
man.
Then, I'm having that in my mind, innovate or die. And I think this is the hospitality industry, and this is what we need now in the hospitality industry. So Vasilis, thank you very much for accepting the invitation. Welcome to Hospitality Secrets.
It's my pleasure, brother. It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me again. It was also, I'm glad that I met you because we had a long, great conversation at the Clumsiest. For me, you know, hospitality is the main thing for our job. I mean, if you don't have in your blood offering to people, your mood, transfer your mood to them, you are not the right person to do that job.
Yeah.
So keep working and keep, let's say, innovate not only by your bartending skills, but also for the for your mood, from the way you want to serve people, then you have to do another job. That's my general point of view about hospitality, you know.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, and it's true.
Yeah.
You can
so innovate or die, not only your bartending skills, but also in your mood.
Mm.
Innovate your mood, adapt to your customers, try to make them happy, especially those hard days that we live because of the COVID. Everyone needs a kind of psychotherapy when it comes to your place, to your bar. So that's the most important part.
Wow, so you just upscaled the phrase innovate or die. You took it to another dimension, only also in your mood, in your skill, in your hospitality, in what you are offering. Just innovate, constantly innovate and reinvent yourself.
Exactly.
And you kind of reinvented yourself and innovated. You continued to innovate even during hard times, during coronavirus. You continued to start new projects. What projects are you working on this period?
Well, I mean, we also reopened the Clumsiest, so we had to build the menu again. We have to train new people for our bar. And that's amazing because everyone is happy that this is back on the bar. And we are happy that we are back on the bar for sure. At the same time, during quarantine, I had the time, because before that, traveling all over the world wasn't easy to do it. I had the time along with Theotres Opoulos, the owner of Pouka Aprons in Greece, to create a new clothing brand, because I totally believe that creativity is not only on drinks, but it's everywhere. You can find creativity everywhere. And creating our clothing brand was amazing. And we still keep us creative. We have this guy here doing different adventures. So that was amazing. At the same time, our bottle company, the Clumsiest Original Cocktails, went really high during quarantine because people wanted to drink in their houses. They wanted to keep one part of the Clumsiest in their home. So that was also a thing that really came up. It became really popular all over Greece because you could have a part of the Clumsiest in your house. So we have our five best sellers on bottled cocktails, and everyone could buy from supermarket or from liquor stores or all over the country.
Wow! So
amazing.
You had a nice distribution for the cocktails. Because
yeah,
usually that's the main problem: how you ship everything. What's the distribution? What's the presence of the cocktails?
Exactly, man. So the distribution is by one company in Greece. So we solved that problem, and now. It's really, really high been in Greece. At the same time, I'm also running some consultancy all around Greece. I did a menu on the seaside of Athens in a place called Ark. It's a nice seaside bar. I had also one more consultancy in Crete Island, in a bar called The Garden. One of my partners, Beach Bar in Tinos Island, which is called Dear John. I did one consultancy in Cyprus, a very nice new bar. So that kept creative because I had to set up the menus for these people. And I'm happy because I can share my knowledge and my creativity all over Greece. And that was amazing.
Wow. So you are doing lots of things. Lots of projects. No. You are not sleeping. You are hustling.
I'm hustling all over the. I'm hustling all over the time. That's why we came. That's why we became bartenders, to nice. Hustle and make people happy. That's wow. my general point of view.
Wow. How about the little guy, the hustle guy on your chest?
This one, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, this one is as I told you, it was a guy that was born during quarantine. So we wanted to show to the people that despite the whole difficulties, you always find a good way to hustle. You always find a good way to become smiley. You always find a good way to, let's say, keep your mood up. That's why you can see this guy being a little bit sometimes tipsy, sometimes staying like that, you know, doing tricky things that at the end of the day make people smile. That was the main idea of our small guy here.
Wow. So, like in the hospitality industry, his purpose is to make other people smile.
Exactly. That's for me the main part, especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays, this has to be the main goal of a bar or a bartender or an industry person.
And we need Lovely. It more now in the during the pandemic.
More and more.
Yeah. Yeah, because people are more upset, and we need more people to make more people happy.
I met a lot of even my closer friends or people that I know that they were coming to the bar. We had discussions, and everyone says, "Okay, it really affected me. The pandemic really affected me in my mood, in the way that I treat people." So. Our job is to make them happy again. It's not a job. It's about, for me, bartending is not a job, man. It's about have it in your blood, as I told you before. What you need to have to make people happy. If you cannot do that, then you have to choose another job again.
You live it. It's a way of life. It's like...
Exactly. And especially, you know, the Greek hospitality is famous because of that, because we are always... warm, and we always want to welcome people. So if we don't represent that in the best way, especially nowadays, it doesn't make sense.
You can do something else. Like there are lots of jobs now, ITs and
go behind an office. I don't know, get involved with the logistics. You cannot do that job, man. It's like being an actor. You get into your stage. You need to keep your mood high. You need to make people happy, and then when you go out of the States, you can act as you want.
I like it. That's so much. Point. I always believe that our work is like theater. You're on the stage when you are working. Mm-hmm. You are performing. You cannot do mm-hmm. things because somebody will notice you. Somebody will see what you are doing. If you're scratching your nose or your butt, somebody is seeing you. You're on the stage.
Always. You don't feel that, but always somebody see you, man. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, like the actor. I love so much this comparison. We are like actors because we have to perform.
All the time for me. Since you get into the bar, you forget your problems, everything. Even if you break up with your girlfriend or you had an argument with your parents or with your partners, when you get into the bar, you need to forget that and focus to your people that nice. They're in front of you or around you. Yeah, it's very important.
So perform. Nice. Exactly. Nice. Where exactly. can the listeners find your work? I saw you're doing lots of things. Where they can find Hustle? Where they can find the clumsiest cocktails? Where they can drink them, buy them? How can the listeners connect with you and follow your work?
Hustle is online. It's an online. Basically, it's an online shop. So you can find it on www.hustler.com.gr. That's the site you can order online. We're shipping worldwide, so Perfect. You can find it all over the world. The Clumsies in general is based in the center of Athens. So it's in the very center of Athens since you're visiting our country. The Clumsies original bottle cocktails you can find all over liquor stores, supermarkets, or some mini bars in hotels. We are also collaborating with some Airbnbs all around Greece. So everywhere that is a statement that sells liquor and spirits, you can go there and grab one bottle, open it, chill it, open it, serve it and drink. That's
wow.
the only
That's
process you can
distribution.
Have.
That's a good distribution. So exactly. if you are visiting Greece, be sure that first you check in, you find some Clumsies cocktails and then you should visit. And I strongly recommend visiting Clumsies in the center of Athens. It's mind-blowing.
Thanks, man. It's an honor for us to get promoted by some of the best in our industry, man.
Yeah,
Thank
because
you.
This is like a community. This is what we are made from. We are helping each other. We are making each other smile between us. And then we are making our guests smile. So it's like, as you said, it's through your blood.
Exactly, man. Yeah. And I can't wait to find the chance to come to Romania, man. I never been, but I've heard so many cool things about Bucharest that I would love to come and see you guys and
I can't wait for the borders to open so we can start traveling again and meeting each other.
Come on, Malakas, open the borders.
Let us travel.
Yeah, man. I'm going to have my vaccine on Sunday, so hopefully after that I will be more... If I survive, I will be more free.
Yeah, we need to return to somehow to a kind of normality.
Yes, man.
How do you see the industry will change after this this pandemic? How do you perceive?
Well, I will talk about my country. I think the bars will change a lot because you've been before to our bars. They used to welcome standing and seated people at the same time. They used to you used to see packed bars all over the center, all over the country. Now I think this one will change a lot. We're gonna go more to the European model, let's say, only seated people. I believe that the delivery cocktails will not stop. People will continue ordering and drinking to their houses because they get used to it. I think more and more outdoor bars will come through because now it's going to be more flexible for the bars to serve outdoors. We're gonna have big changes for sure, but always big changes also bring new changes and new things.
And
so
new
we will see new.
Yeah.
Exactly. We can see, for example, a lot of bar now are batching pre-batch cocktails and canned cocktails, which is a new trend. You see more and more. People ordering canned cocktails with good quality, and that's amazing for me. We will see. You know,
we'll
it's,
see,
it's,
yeah,
a
things...
diff- it's a difficult. Yeah, it's a difficult season. Things will change for sure. The Greek bars will be different, but I'm sure we will keep our identity, and people will have fun when we come to our bars.
This is what I wanted to ask. This is what I wanted to ask. What do you think will not change after the pandemic?
Our mood for sure, man. I think Greek people are happy, are warm to the mm-hmm. welcoming. So mm-hmm. I believe that even if people sit or stand or have a distance, we will keep the distance closer because we have that in our hearts.
The hospitality, the connection, the
man.
Social thing, the glue of the society.
Exactly. I believe that at the end of the day, our industry, the global industry, will become closer and closer, because only if we come closer, we will survive and help each other, we will survive from this difficult situation.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. In front of hard times, we are getting like closer and thriving through the hard times.
You know, like an Italian gang.
Exactly. Like mafia. We are global mafia now. We should help each other.
For good reason.
For good reason. Yeah. So, where did all your journey started? Can you share us a little bit about your history? What's your backstory in the hospitality industry?
And I'm in the hospitality since I was 16 to 17 years old. I was studying nursing in another city of Greece. It was called
Patra.
It's about
caring of people. Nursing, it's exactly. About caring. So it was easy for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was also happy because I caught up the years that we didn't have cocktails. I used to work in clubs. So in clubs you didn't have the tool of cocktail. You had only your mood. You had to convince people to sit in front of you because you were a cool person, a nice person, a smiley person. So this one taught me a lot. I've been so many things. I've heard, and I've taken so many things from clubs, and then I did it, to be honest, because it was like a hobby for me. I was saving a lot of money, I was meeting new people, you know, girls, all this stuff. To be honest,
how we started. I think story.
Everyone. But after that, I met some. Important people in my life that they show me that this job, I was lucky because I was in between to switch this job from a hobby to a professional job, not only in Greece but globally. So I start to study about cocktails. I start to travel all around the world, go into restaurants, taste combinations, competing a lot, which was a thing that really, really, really gave me experience. In 2012, I had the chance to win the Greek World Class of Diageo competition. I went to the global finals. I met new people. I did great friendships. Then I've also been to other global finals as a guest. I met also other people. I had the chance around 6-7 years ago to get into a stage of Tony C Lab. That gave me a lot of experience. I took that experience and I switched it along with Nikos Bakulis and the rest of the Clumsy team in our bar in a more high volume situation. I mean, in my opinion, this job never ends. Even if we get 80 years old bartenders, we were still learning.
Yeah.
And that's the point for me. So yeah, man, I mean, that's my journey since now.
Nice.
To the bartending side. I also work at a great bar that is not open anymore. It was called the Gin Joint. It was a gin bar that, along with the owner, Dimitris Kiakos, we did great things. I also met there Nikos Bakulis, so we became a nice nice partnership started. There are so many things to remember from this job that gives me the motivation to continue, continue learning and doing new things.
And keep innovating and keep hustling and keep doing things. Yeah.
Keep hustling and innovating.
Like fuel.
Exactly,
yeah.
Brother.
For what in this journey you feel most grateful for?
The people I met. That I have all over the world, a good friend that I can visit and show me the culture of each city. I think that's the amazing part, man. That's the thing that we said before. The big community we've created, it's the most important thing that I will always remember. I don't even remember a country that I will go there and I will not find a guy that is a link from a friend of me, or it's a closer friend to me, or it's a friend of me. I don't even remember that. I can't imagine that.
Connecting, having connections all over the world, like a global mafia.
Exactly, man. For a good reason.
Yeah, with a purely purpose to make other people happy, to make other people smile. So that's a positive mafia.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Wow, nice.
So cool. Nice.
So cool. It is, and I like it so much the same. I absolutely love this industry. But I have a tougher question now. Tougher because it's a bit challenging. If you're thinking about the backstory in the hospitality industry, since you started in the hospitality industry, how would you describe your life in just one sentence? How would you distill all this experience in one sentence?
Passion.
Passion. Keep one word, passion even up. Better.
Keep my senses up all over the time. That's my... Keep my passion and my senses always open to each inspiration comes to me. That's the most important thing for me.
So in one sentence, keep my passion and my senses always open.
Exactly. That's the key to innovate yourself all the time.
Yeah. Fully be there and take the chances. And actually, this will be the title of this podcast.
Lovely.
In one sentence.
I can't wait.
What was the moment when you realized that you love this industry? It was a moment or it was gradually when you make the switch from a passion to a full-time job?
Man, the moment I realized I love this industry was... I mean, it's not only a moment. There are so many moments. I still remember myself when we won as the Clumsys as the best high volume bar 2018 for Tales of the Cocktail. That was an amazing moment because I saw so many industry people being happy for us. Then I realized that our industry is so strong, man. They sent us so many people that we are happy for you. We are proud of you. Also, every time that the Clams is in the 50 best bars list and people supporting us, I totally feel that each moment counts. Each moment makes us happy. That's for me. I cannot express only one moment. I have so many moments. The recognition of our industry shows us that we do something right, people appreciate that, and we need to keep going.
And we are on the right track,
exactly,
doing the things
exactly.
We like.
Exactly.
Nice. So now is the main question of the podcast. Actually, it's a very general question because actually the industry that we are working in, it's hospitality industry. And I started a quest in finding out what this hospitality is, what this concept of hospitality is, and how can we learn about it and show it more often. So the main question that I wanted you to ask, it's like a general question for you. What is hospitality?
I would repeat again the same sentence. For me, hospitality, it's about passion. It's about smile to people. It's about connect with people. Connection with people is the main part of hospitality, man. Find a way to adapt to your people. May we make you the best person of representative hospitality.
Nice. So let's imagine a bit that I am a completely new person in this industry and I would like to start working in a bar. How would you explain me what hospitality is and what I have to do in order to show hospitality to my guests?
Say it again, sorry, man.
So let's imagine that I'm completely new in this industry and I would like to start working in a bar. How would you explain me what hospitality is and what I have to do in order to show this hospitality to my guests? So I'm a beginner. What should I do?
I would say that same answer again. Keep your senses open. I mean, since you are new, you need to be open to listen about what people say to you, to get inspiration from everything around you. From arguments, from happy moments, from sad moments, from songs, from everything that comes to you, you need to stay focused on learning all the time. So since you are new, keep focusing on that, man.
Keep your eyes open, keep your senses open, senses up, and keep learning. And
let's exactly
join the exactly. party. Join the party.
Exactly, brothers. Exactly.
Nice. But what isn't hospitality? What is not hospitality?
What is not hospitality for me is to complain all the time for what you don't have.
Mm.
I don't have a good bar station. I don't have all the ingredients for a drink. I don't have the exact equipment.
I don't have a rotovap.
Exactly. I don't have a rotovap, so I can't do drinks because we're listening a couple of times nowadays. I don't have a centrifuge. Yeah, but you have your mind, you have your brain, which is the most important and amazing tool you can use for your cocktails and your bar.
Good.
That's my opinion, personal opinion.
Yeah. I want to find out about hospitality from all around the world, all the opinions of the most influenced person from the hospitality industry. So thank you for sharing. But how can we actually engage our guests in the act of offering them hospitality and drinks and what we do? How can we engage them in the process?
Talk with them. That's the most important part, man. Talk with them. Ask them, what's your mood? What's your style of drinks? What you don't like? What you want to? What makes you happy? What makes you smile? For me, that's the main question I always have to my guests. I always ask them, wow, what's your mood, man? What do you want to have now? What's your style? And then since when they talk to me, I adapt to them and I do what they want. That's always my attitude when I was a bartender, and I'm bartending behind the bar.
Wow. And it's so simple. It's like mind blowing as you're saying it is. Wow, it's so simple. If you want to make somebody smile, ask him, what makes you smile? Wow. Simple.
Yeah, I mean, it's always simple, man. We make things complicated sometimes. It's simple. Talk with your guests. Ask them what they want. Make them happy. Make friends with them, because after that, I have a lot of big friendships with a lot of guests that come into my bar, and that's the amazing part of our job.
Nice. You create the connection web. You are expanding your relationships, and for sure in every single country around the world there is somebody that will provide help.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. This sounds so well. I like it so much.
I like it too, man. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, it is. How do you see, like, what's the difference between offering hospitality to somebody and offering services to somebody? How do you see it? What's the difference?
For me, man, we don't have to ask it as a difference. For me, those two are connected. I mean, it's not, if you want to serve cocktails, you need to keep your hospitality high. Mm-hmm. If you cannot do that, you are not a good bartender, in my opinion. So we cannot separate the hospitality from the cocktails. It's a thing that it's a combination of hospitality and cocktails. So
it's a
synergy. Cannot say a difference
because
there is no difference between them. It's a combination.
You have to go with both of them in order to deliver, like,
exactly,
memorable,
exactly,
experiences.
You cannot say that I'm a good bartender because I'm doing a good drinks, but you're talking shit to your guests. You're not a good bartender then. Or you cannot say that I'm a good bartender because I'm always good on public relations, but my drinks suck. You need to get a combination. You need to upgrade your skills. You need to work to your skills. That's the main part for me.
Different part of the coins is the same coin that you are giving to the...
Exactly. Yeah, the exactly.
Nice. Wow. Good. Talking about experiences and memorable experiences, I want to ask you, which is the number one memorable hospitality experience that you ever felt, but as a guest, not when you were working? So what's the most memorable experience in the hospitality industry that you felt as a guest?
Man, I mean, when I've been to Japan many years ago, the way that Japanese bartenders were polite, but at the same time were treating you in a perfect way, it was a memorable experience for me, because these people are really respecting the position of a guest into a bar, and at the same time they make your experience really high because they treat you with a big respect, and respecting your guests behind the bar is the most important part, man. So bar crawling in Japan was one of my memorable experiences when I had.
It's like next level. Yeah, it's exactly, it sticks, man. Here it makes it memorable because you said it. Yeah, they respect you. They treat you with full hospitality, very polite every single time. So they are like ninjas of hospitality.
Exactly, man. It was like a ritual, and that was a nice experience for me. And after that, I have a lot of experience all around the world. I mean, in London, in Singapore, in Australia, in United States, in Europe, in Spain. There are so many good bartenders all around the world nowadays, man. So many good bartenders.
Yeah. But I was curious with this question because I know you are traveling a lot and it's so hard to pick one because there are full of experiences traveling in hundreds, I think thousands of bars that you visited. But
exactly,
the number one, exactly, that stays top of the mind is the humbleness, the respect, the philosophy, the ritual that Japanese hospitality is providing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly
a good source of inspiration. I think when you travel to Japan, you're coming a different person, especially if you're a hospitality worker.
I totally agree, man.
Nice. So talking about hosting, remaining here about hosting, what are your top 3 or 5 strategies for being an absolutely amazing host? Like a few steps of being a good host.
Yeah, I mean, for me, as I told you, keep your senses open, stay focused to your guests, adapt to each situation that comes to your bar. For me, adapting, focusing, and keep your mood up, keep your hospitality skills up are the 3 main strategies that can make you a better professional in our industry.
Excellent. So have in mind, listen. Yeah,
exactly, man.
Wow. This is like pure gold, value bombs, boom.
Yeah, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
You need to stay clear with those things, man. If you cannot accept those things, as we said, choose another job. I mean, sorry.
It's not a big philosophy about it. You just need to do it. You just need to make the moves. If you're not making the moves,
exactly,
it doesn't happen if you
don't. Exactly.
Know them.
It's very easy. Mm-hmm. It's very easy. We do things complicated sometimes, but it's really easy.
At the end of the day, yeah. At the end of the day, mm-hmm, yeah, it's much mm-hmm simpler. Mm-hmm. So, talking about secrets, we are at Hospitality Secrets. And the question is, mm-hmm, what is your secret sauce for being so successful in the hospitality industry? You have lots of prizes, lots of recognition all around the world. What's the secret sauce of doing it?
Man, as I told you, I stay focused on always upscaling my skills, always learning. At the same time, I never forgot where I started from, because it's really important, never forget where you started from. And I'm always trying to treating people with consistency, you know, not changing my behavior on people during my years in our industry. I think that people appreciate that. I always stayed myself. I never changed during all these years. And I think people appreciate that. And I appreciate that also to other people. Mm. So that's, for me, it's a key to become successful. Never forget where you started from and keep yourself the same as you used to be when you started.
Wow. And this comes so nice because usually in the hospitality industry, especially if you're going to competitions, there is a big ego problem that it can happen, and it's a thin ice
always.
That you can fall on that, and you increase your ego and you're growing in your head and growing and growing, and you forget who you are.
If you do that, it's like a mountain. You get up in the mountain, then you start going down.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. If you want to continue going up, you need to never forget where you came from.
Wow.
Very important. Very important in life. Not only bartending, but in general in life, man.
This is true for the whole life. Yeah. And it's I see it very sensitive because if you're competing to competitions and if you start getting recognition and if you start seeing your face in the newspapers and if you start seeing that the what you are doing has massive success, then it's hard. I mean, you still need to keep your feet on the ground.
Exactly, man. Totally agree with you.
That's a good secret. So I'm putting this question because usually it's not a big secret of being successful in the hospitality industry. It's just doing the right things and being consistent with what you are doing.
Exactly. I totally agree with you.
Wow. So we have something here. We went straight. You made it so simple, to be honest. I went through the main questions and you were so honest and so straight that it blew me away.
Man, that's my style. I always want to go straight, you know. That's Vasilis. So keep the simple things up, innovate yourself, not only bartending skills, but also in your behavior. Are the simple things to become, let's say, successful, and at the same time, always growing up, always grow up. For me, that's really important.
Yeah,
man.
I have another imaginational game to do. Like, let's imagine that you suddenly lose everything you have. You lose your businesses, you lose everything, the clothes, the contract, you lose your reputation, you lose your name. The only thing that you don't is your knowledge. What would you do in order to get back up? What would be like the steps that you will take to get back up?
Yeah, man. I mean, as I told you, I will stay myself. I will work hard again because that's life. When you fall down, you need to continue working. I will always look what I did wrong, because if you lose everything, that means you did something wrong. So first you need to focus to yourself, find what you did wrong, start work on it, focus to your job, improve yourself, and coming back stronger. That's my opinion, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is your best tip for making the hospitality industry a better place?
Sorry, say again?
What's the best tip that you can give for making hospitality industry a better place?
Not only looking for yourself, but also for the others. Sharing your knowledge, be open to other people, help them to become better. And at the end of the day, you will be a better person and a better professional for sure, man. That's for me the main thing and the most important.
Nice. What's one thing that you wish you had known when you began this journey? At the beginning of the journey in the hospitality industry, what is the one thing that you would like to know from your experience from now?
You know, it's a difficult question because for me, the experience, the mistakes and the things that I didn't know, I learned them after. So it was a flow. It was a role that comes from one to each other times. So I wouldn't say that I wanted to know something, because everything came naturally. Everything comes to the right season. So everything came to the right season. So life wanted to do that, and I just follow up. That's what you have to do all the time.
Just go with the flow. It will be hard at some point.
Exactly.
Hard, but go with the flow.
Exactly.
Talking about challenges, what was the biggest challenge that you had in your journey?
The biggest challenge, man, one of the biggest challenges was, if we talk about cocktails, all the knowledge we received all over these years to switch it on the high volume situations we had to face at the Clumsys. Because Clumsys is a high volume bar, so all this knowledge was difficult to transport it to the high volume to a high volume bar. But we did it, hopefully, and I'm really proud of it. Not only for myself, but for the whole team.
Nice, and you did it well, being recognized as the best high volume bar. You kind of passed the challenge.
we keep on trying all the time. Yeah, that's the point.
You did it in a big way.
Yes, for sure, man. Thank God.
Just two more questions. If you would have an extra 1 million euros to open a new business in hospitality industry, and extra, that's more than you need. What would be the business? What would you open in the hospitality industry if you had 1 million euros?
I don't know, man. I mean, I think I would go for a beach bar because I love the seaside parts. So I might open a place next to the beach, enjoying more the life and be more relaxed, doing some tropical cocktails, sharing with my friends and the customers, and having much more good time than being on the center of Athens, for example. That would be a good thing.
You have plenty of beaches there.
I'm still happy, but you know, staying on the seaside sometimes makes you, let's say, increase your mood, improve your mood.
So you would move at the seaside, open a business at the seaside, having some exotic cocktail.
Maybe, you don't know, man.
Wow, this was nice. Yeah. It's like, as I said, you went straight, you were so direct, and you made it so easy and so simple. And thank you for
Of course.
And in the end, I have just one more question before finishing. It's the
okay.
What is your number one takeaway that you really want the listener to remember from this episode?
Which one? Say it again. Sorry, man.
What is your number one takeaway that you really want the listener to remember from this episode?
I think that if we're talking about cocktails or tips in general.
Whatever you want, just... The takeaway that you would like the listeners to take from this episode. So what we discussed
Man,
so far...
Stay focused. Keep your senses open. Work hard. Hustle hard. Be smiley. And everything will come on time. On the right time. That's for me the takeaway we need to have in our life in general and in our industry. For sure.
Woohoo! Yeah. Thank you very much.
Cheers, brother. Cheers. It was my pleasure, man.
It was a big
And I hope to meet again soon when this fucking borders open, man.
Yeah, let's hope that we can meet each other soon and start reconnecting the whole industry.
Of course. We will make it happen again. I'm sure.
Thank you very much for accepting the invitation.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure, brother.
It was a big pleasure. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Same here.
For the listener.
Cheers from sunny Greece.
We envy you. So for the listeners, thank you very much for being part
Cheers,
of
Cheers, brother. Me. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. We see you next week. Cheers.
Yes. Bye, man.